Hey, what's going on, everybody? You listen to Seggy Station. She's the man that has a nickname, what's that to say, with no shame. Thursday, October 12, 2023. Haven't been here in a while. Hope all is well out there, everybody. Hope everyone's staying safe. A lot of craziness going on around the world right now. A lot of tragedy and scary things happening. And, you know, it's just tough to kind of go on with how things are happening around us. And so much happening in the sports world. So much to catch up on for me in the sports world. Plenty of things to catch up on. I haven't been here in a few months, but I'm solo today. It's been August since I hadn't been here on the podcast. I've had a lot going on here work-wise, and every time I have something lined up to do a podcast, something comes up and got to weigh the options of, oh man, should I do this or should I just skip this and just pod today? Because I've been really looking forward to it. Trying to get people to come in and do the pod, the usuals, Rich and my brother who's been stopping in, and Chu who I haven't talked solo today. Tried to get Rich, tried to get my brother. Everyone's busy, so you get me. Oh man, don't even know where to start. So much to catch up on in sports, so much to catch up on and what's been happening since I've last been here on the pod. I kind of don't even know where to start, but I guess I'll start here. Got to give a shout out to my boy Chu, obviously a much beligned member of the podcast for a long time. Hopefully he's back around soon. I'm sure he's enjoying some playoff baseball right now. Chu lost his dad, I guess that was last week. I mean, the time just goes by so quick. Everything kind of blends together. I keep telling myself, because I've basically had Thursdays off, that I'll be getting in once a week on a Thursday to do a podcast. And then one thing comes up and another thing comes up and another thing comes up. And next thing you know, a month goes by, because shit, I don't have any other days where I can get in and pod right now, unfortunately, with all the other things I got going on. And I've been trying to get in to get that shout out for not only Bruce, but Chu and his family, Hannes and Linda and Reed. And Bruce was such a father figure to me growing up, and I know Chu was. working at. I've run into a lot of people now working at a new job that are like that, and such great people, man. And to try and put into perspective, working and living at a place for 33 years, it's just mind-boggling to me. But people do that. I mean, it's just... to think I'll be 30 soon, and to think that, you know, all that time where you're like, man, it, you know, it's not coming anytime soon, and, you know, next thing you know, you're going to be halfway to 40, and it's just, it's very crazy when you see people you know branching out, getting married, having kids, normal life stuff, and part of that is dealing with loss, and unfortunately, a couple of my friends that I know had to deal with that recently, and I was there the best I can. I'm still continuing to be there the best I can. I hope they make it back here around the pod soon. I did want to talk about some baseball at some point, and I will, but before that, I definitely need to talk on some football, because really I haven't talked at all. ...2023, October 12th, and I believe I saw a stat that there are still 5.9 million fantasy football teams undefeated. 25% of ESPN fantasy teams are still undefeated after week 5. I also saw that there's 689,000 fantasy football teams with 0 wins, so 3% of ESPN fantasy teams are still looking for their first win after week 5. Hopefully you're not one of them. Luckily, I am not. But... through week 5, fantasy purposes, non-fantasy purposes, you're just talking football season, college football season. Hopefully get into a little college sports here before I get out of here. Got a couple things to rant on about that. It goes by so quick, dude. Your season could be done instantly, like 3 to 4 weeks in, a month in. Not only fantasy-wise, NFL-wise. You're seeing that right now with the New York Football Giants. Obviously, you know how I feel about the New York Football Giants, and I could sit here and talk ad nauseum about what's going on with them, but I think that would just also be beating your head against the wall, because if you hear anything about the Giants, you listen, you watch the Giants right now, you just see that they're not even close to on any of these levels of these other teams, and that's tough as a fan. You know, obviously, we had a unexpected burst to the playoffs last year. We actually won a playoff game, and it's like you think you'd be able to build off that, or at least be like still competent coming into the season following that, not taking like 9 steps back. And obviously injuries and issues with the offensive line and things like that that obviously get talked about. I mean, Daniel Jones, I don't even know where to start with that guy, but I really can't just sit here and beat up the guy because he's literally getting hit and attacked more than any other quarterback in the league. On top of all that, with obviously Saquon being out, who to me when I add up all these funds and you look back and all these things going on that you don't even keep track of. Fucking A, man. It's nuts. And yeah, already Giants not going to win any bets on them. They're fucking the biggest underdogs heading into each week of the season the last 2 weeks. I mean, granted, we're going up against Miami and Buffalo. I mean, just not even fair, honestly, at this point, some of these matchups we got. But, like, what are we going to do? I mean, we're an NFL team. We should be doing better than we are. And the fact that we're putting out performances like that with ticket prices, what they are, is just fucking downright a disgrace, honestly. And I don't care what sporting event you're going to now. The ticket prices, like I've been talking about here on the pod, are just fucking outrageous. And it's just driving a lot of people right out of being able to see these games. But at the end of the day, these stadiums are completely full, jam-packed. Look at this shit going on with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. You know, the whole thing that pissed me off about that, and I knew fucking people were going to ask me about this too. I honestly don't give a fuck. The only thing that bothers me is, like, I'm trying to watch a football game, and, like, when they score, he's not even the one scoring. They're showing her celebrating up in the box. Like, I give a fuck about her celebrating.
what is good? Like, is this updated? Like, what is going on? Bro, I knew this was going to happen with Colorado anyways when Deion Sanders took over. And, like, it was cool to see the hype going on. Then you get blown out by a couple teams that just same thing I've been talking about in the NFL. Like, you're just not even on the same level. So it's like you're going to obviously, like, probably get blown out. But, like, he'll eventually get there. When you see, like, some of these things happening with NIL and these teams' transfer portal and movement. I saw this guy from North Carolina. He was, like, the only guy in college getting clipped because he, like, transferred two times. But now he's allowed to play again because I'm thinking, yo, what? How is this the only guy getting in trouble? And I know for a fact people are transferring more than two times. You got people staying in school for 8-9 years now, it seems. Like, it's just ridiculous to me with the college sports. But, hey, at the end of the day, it is what it is. They should have literally had this payment, this NIL, whatever, going on 50, 60 years ago, like I've been screaming about on the podcast. Now, all of a sudden, that's what everyone's talking about that has a platform. But nobody was talking about that when it wasn't going on. And everyone, the NCAA was greedy as fuck. It kept doing the same shit to these student athletes, basically saying, oh, you know, they get an education, all this shit. None of them are in class. They're not even getting any education because half the time they were leaving. things have gotten so crazy with sports. Not only when you're looking at some of this stuff, college and professional, whatever, all this gambling going into them, man. It's, I don't even want to get started on the sports gambling because, I mean, I'm going to continue to do it till, you know, it's shut down. And probably won't get shut down. But, you know, I see all these people doing wild shit with the sports gambling. But I think what trickles into that for me is, like, now you're seeing the effects of, like, the actual gambling of, like, whatever. These people playing blackjack. I like to play roulette when I go, whatever. Dude, some of the shit I see, bro, when I'm seeing these people gambling or at the casino, or now everyone's just gambling on their phones, man. You can make any bets on your phone. You can use any of the machines on your phone. So many people with a problem, bro. And people are like, oh, yeah, it's the same dumb shit, bro, where it's like, oh, yeah, call the helpline or whatever. What the fuck is that going to do? Like, getting to the root cause of the problem is, like, not just, like, contacting somebody saying that I have a problem. It's just so weird to me because they'll be saying, oh, all these people with a problem, and you see all these people with a problem, and people are, like, literally saying I have a problem. But then they're fucking... and whatnot. And non-sports, really. I do. Yeah, the NBA starts up in 11 days. That comes around pretty quick, you know? That's another thing. NBA just finished it up. No, it's back. Football season, fucking, oh, man, we wait all this time for football season. And all of a sudden, that shit's going to be done quick. Super Bowl will be here before you know it. Winter will rip right by. Expecting a tough winter, cold, maybe a lot of snow. Who knows? We didn't get any here last year. Who knows? You don't know what to fucking believe anymore. You can just make it day by day, I guess. That's what all you can do, right? It's just all this cliche bullshit. Just frustrating. But, yeah, I'm pumped about the NBA season. I think the Thunder are going to have a good, surprising season. Damian Lillard finally got traded. Of course, he gets traded to the Bucks. And then I saw Drew Holiday with that trade. He's now in the Celtics. I saw him playing preseason last night. It's almost, again, setting up the same bullshit that we always see with the baseball. Is that these teams, regardless of where they're seated, are going to make runs in the playoffs. You know, look at the Suns now. I mean, and then you still got LeBron playing. Just unbelievable to me. Oldest man, active player in the league. LeBron James. See how he does with his squad now. A couple new additions. Yeah, I think it's just lined up for the same bullshit. Really interesting to see how the season go and how the standings go. But it is kind of crazy to me. Especially when the Giants aren't good, so it doesn't make me feel good. But for even like someone like Duke. Your team's 5-0, Duke. Like, you guys going to make it to the Super Bowl again? You going to win the Super Bowl? Like, that's like literally the only thing that can come out of it. Right? No, see, that's where people get it wrong to me, too. Guy like Chu, he's definitely not like that. He's so fucking diehard. Their team's, like, not even close to the postseason. Right? And hasn't won a World Series since 1986. He'll take stuff out of a season, though, to be positive about, look forward about. It is kind of crazy, a vicious cycle as a sports fan. Probably why a lot of people don't fuck with sports. And, yeah, I don't blame them, honestly, with all this weird stuff happening in them and all this extracurricular with it. But at this point, I'm, like, so diehard as a sports fan and, like, so diehard with the sports that regardless if I ever pot it again or want to pot every day like I wish I could. It's And I guess when I was little, I used to think there was that and that was happening. But maybe that's just part of being little, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's what these kids are thinking. I don't know. It's all about how they're getting raised, I guess. I'm just grateful for that experience. I'm grateful for the things that I have and the things that I'm able to do and the people I still have in my life. That's things I think about every day, and I think about the people that aren't here every day. And, yeah, it's looking like it's going to be a long winter, football-wise. Not as much of a college football fan, but I do think it's great what's going on with some of these college sports. Be pumped for basketball once it fires up, obviously. And another NBA season, kind of grueling. Watch the rest of these baseball playoffs, but tuning up to be something that I don't really even want to see. Hoping the Braves can at least even the series and push it to a game five, and hoping the Rangers can beat the Astros in a hometown of home state. Fuck. stay healthy. Like, one of my teams is maybe on to come up. But like I said, you got so many fucking damn super team type shit now where it's like, ain't gonna matter. It really ain't gonna matter. And seeing that in all sports, man. Look at the fucking Aces in the WNBA. It's like, regardless of any team you're going to put against them, they're basically sweeping through the playoffs right now, I believe. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Got to get my moped fired up today. Bought a moped, I don't know, a month and a half ago. It's pretty sick. I was looking for one for a while. I was trying to buy one. Maybe use, but just like everything else to me, it's a scam. I don't know. Maybe I got scammed on a new one. I doubt it, but no, I think sweet. Everything's all good. Just got to figure out how to do a few things with it. Definitely, it's like everything, you know. To me, it's not easy. Everything kind of comes up. It's this, it's that. It's one thing after another. It's like, Jesus, nothing can ever be easy. I don't know. Does everyone else deal with this shit, or is it just me? Whatever. I'm not going to complain. No one's listening. So I'm just going to continue to do what I can do. Things have gotten crazy for me work-wise. I mean, I got this job and that job, and I'm back to this job and that job, like all over the place, and trying to teach as much as I can and not really getting to do as much of that anymore because of these other jobs. It's like, but hey, can't just sit around and, you know, wait for someone to call on that and really don't even know if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing in regards to that correctly, in a sense. It's just a lot of confusion. I think a lot of, like, unwariness of, like, what's happening and what's going on and how things are going. And, like, Jesus, bro, like, can only afford gas going up a little bit more. Like, people paying, like, $10 a gallon in California, crazy. I saw Raj was at, I'm glad I thought about this and mentioned him before I got out of here. He was caddying for D-Wade when he hit a hole-in-one. You can see my boy Raj in that video all over the Instagram, like, running around in the background. Gives him a high five, first one to do so. That shit was pretty cool. I was hoping to get him to come by soon to talk about that. I'm sure he will. I'm sure he doesn't want to come by right now because he's so pissed the Giants suck. And I kind of knew this was going to happen, man. I really did. I think any realistic Giants fan could kind of see this coming in terms of the schedule. And then obviously now with the injuries. But at this point, I mean, it's just like I said, it gets so wrapped up so quick in terms of a season. Not only fucking fantasy-wise, that shit goes by quick, man. I'm about to play Rich this week. Damn, Rich, it's going down, bro. It's a big-time matchup here. You got a pretty good team, too. You got a good record. Double wins and losses is still the best thing in fantasy, and I'm pretty sure, like, we're the only team that does it, the only league that doesn't. I don't know. There's probably more that do it now, maybe. I try to keep pushing that, everyone I talk to. Some of these other leagues I'm in, it's like, damn. I should have gotten these, but I'm not in last, so we'll see how they shake out. I don't know. It'll be over soon. You can't stop the time. It's going by like crazy. Did cover a lot of the stuff that I was thinking about, I guess, in a sense. Not really organized, but I don't know. I'm hoping Rich comes back around soon. Fucking talk some NBA once it starts up. Four teams eliminated on the same day in the postseason of the MLB. I hit two parlays in a row, 2 days in a row. Literally hit. Bet on all four baseball games, hit it, then I'm literally like, what are the odds of this happening again? Probably not great, and I still bet it anyways, and it hit again. Pretty wild. Yep, ESPN is creating an NHL version of NFL Red Zone called Frozen Frenzy. It launches October 24th on ESPN2 with all 32 teams in action, hosted by John Bootsy Gross. I don't know how they don't have that for the NBA, and they're doing this shit for the NHL, but good for them. Yeah, that's another thing, too. Yeah, that's another thing. I saw, you know, everyone's getting all hyped up now and mad about stuff getting leaked out of locker rooms and, like, and, you know. Probably already feeling like that with the Broncos, which, wow, bro. Crazy what's going on with those Broncos. Yeah, I think there's a lot of interesting storylines. Like I said, a couple interesting divisions, a couple interesting things happening now with some injuries and with some rookie quarterbacks. And some teams that we're used to being able to see if they can kind of keep it going. I'll be curious to see, because everyone's like, yeah, Pat Mahomes is the best quarterback, which clearly is, like, the team itself is just not as talented right now. So they're, I'm pretty sure, going to be potentially some for the taking there when it comes to the AFC. Because we're so used to the AFC just going to Chiefs, and, like, I mean, they're probably going to win the division. We just think so. I was just starting for the Chargers, which I thought would win the division, but damn, it's the fucking Chargers. Yeah, I don't know. You're definitely going to have some coaches getting ousted here this NFL season, like every season, but I think sooner rather than later, some of these guys, I mean, I thought the Bears coach would have get fucking ousted, but then all of a sudden Justin Fields wake up and act like he knows how to play football. It's crazy to me. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's the thing with sports, too. It's like, you bet on these things. It's like, how in the world is the Commandos a -6.5-point dog, or favorite, that is, I'm sorry, and they get blown out by 30 points? Like, that's tonight, Thursday Night Football. Broncos, Chiefs. You're telling me the fucking Chiefs are -10.5? Like, everyone in their right mind would be like, yeah, dude, the Chiefs are going to beat this team by 10 or plus points. But, like, that's just not a good bet. And I've just learned that, like, you're better off taking the points in that regard. But when I do that, then the team will cover. But if I don't do that, it's almost like a vicious game, too. Where you're, like, trying to get on the right side of any of these wins or these numbers. Silly, bro. Silly. I don't know. I love it. I love trying to figure it out. I love the sports. I love seeing people react in the sports and some of these things happening and talking to people about them and trying to get people to come on the pod and talk about them. It's all good. Much love to everyone checking out the pod today. Solo rant, getting out of here. Got some stuff to do this afternoon. Appreciate all love and support. See y'all next time here on the Seggy Station. Peace and love. Stay safe out there. Deuces.